It's Get Well Wednesday, and it's brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to Crest Pro Health HD. Our doctor this morning is Dr. Hadia Nicole Green, and she has a groundbreaking cancer treatment. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Good morning. Good morning.
It says here you were awarded $1.1 million in a grant to develop groundbreaking cancer treatment. She was inspired to innovate new treatment after losing several family members to cancer and came up with the idea to use lasers to treat cancer to avoid the side effects associated with chemo and radiation. Doctor, what are the side effects of chemo and radiation?
The things that I personally observe my loved ones go through, weight loss, loss of appetite, loss of hair, including eyelashes, eyebrows. I watch fingernails turn black and skin look like it's been in an oven. Mm-hmm. It looked burned.
Okay. And your treatment with lasers avoids these side effects?
So let me clarify that the treatment I'm developing, I've demonstrated the efficacy in mice so far. Mm-hmm. And in mice, the treatment is designed to be local. The idea is to use laser-activated nanoparticles, which provide a thermal injury at the exact spot of the tumor only. Mm. I designed it with different parameters using my physics background instead of the targeting of general cells that are targeted with most pharmaceutical agents. And radiation is not specific. So instead of, for example, treating the entire body, like if you compare that to the United States, and some treatments treat just the state of Missouri or the state of Georgia, my treatment gets right into the neighborhood and takes out the houses that are immediately surrounding our target.
You're able to zap the tumor without destroying any of the other parts of the body or the where the cell is located, where the tumor is located.
Exactly.
So if you're doing cancer treatments right now, you can't get this. You're still in the development. You haven't been approved yet.
So, and part of that is funding. I'm an early career investigator, and so I'm trying to compete with people who have 30 years of experience, and I don't have the reputation or the 300 publications, but I've come up with something that is very different and unique, and I've had a group of scientists, very credible scientists, with the VA evaluate my work and say that it's legitimate enough to give me the money to get started.
Okay, so give me a timeline. When do you think this will all be done? And
tests and trials, is that the next step?
Yeah, the tests and trials, but also getting more funding to pay for it. Clinical trials are expensive. Mm-hmm. And so I it's hard to give a time frame without the money on the table.
So if I'm a cancer sufferer, I can't get this treatment right now.
Unless we have some sponsors come up and say, hey, I'll pay for clinical trials and I'll pay for the team to work to develop it. If money were not an issue today and I had all the money that I need, Morehouse School of Medicine and the clinicians and the director of clinical affairs, they are supporting me to move this towards clinical trials.
I understand if money were available, you could do all this. So how's it going with raising the money?
Slowly.
Is it hospitals? Is it medical foundations? Is it who gives the money? Who backs your studies?
So currently, the VA gave the first million for my research. And it's a five-year award, so it's but that's not enough to get to the door of clinical trials. It's enough to demonstrate more efficacy.
How much do you need?
So clinical trials can cost a couple hundred.
Million?
Million, yes. And I'm trying to target the late stage cancer patients who don't have any other options. Mm. And I want to demonstrate that this will work for the people who have metastatic cancer or tumors that have become metastatic, and the people who don't have other treatment options. And maybe we can use some compassionate care to expedite the approval process.
Well, I can't wait to talk about this when it's all said and done. Good luck in raising the $200 million
And may I also add that if people want to support, they can go to physics2cancer.org, physics with the number 2cancer.org, or msm.edu and donate specifically to cancer research or Dr. Green.
All right. Dr. Green will be around for the next hour to answer questions about cancer and cancer research at 646-4464. Thank you, Dr. Green. Good luck.